June 5, 2018 is the Wife from Pedro Show. For Pedro show, and Pedro now with Brother Matt. He's in Palm Springs, still enjoying his retirement, home away from home. There, kind of, that ain't a home for him. It's just a place where he's in his mind. I think Twan's with him, and he gets back tomorrow. And I screwed up on the days, and so he's not available. But I'm not completely alone because the magic of those engineers in Estonia. We have Skype to bring on board Kathy and Stephen from The Great Sadness. What part of town? You're in SoCal, right?
Yeah, we're in Echo Park right now.
Now you're all loud. Okay. Here, why don't you talk a second so I can get your levels. You weren't like this before.
I'm not even close to the computer.
just be where you want to be and I can get the level.
This is where I am, and okay. This is where he is.
Okay, because when you first spoke, man, it was really loud. Okay, so you're in Echo Park. Okay.
Yes.
Who wants to go first with their journey, music journey?
I'll go first.
Okay, Kathy, what's your earliest musical recollection?
My earliest is my mom and dad playing records in the living room in the house I grew up in. Playing like old blues records and a lot of jazz records. Both my mom and dad were really, really great musicians.
Oh, they played. They weren't just listeners.
My mom was a great pianist. She actually played. She played church organ from the time she was 5 years old.
Was there an organ in the living room? Was there one in the house?
Well, we had two grand pianos in the house, and my mom used to have recitals at the house.
Two of them.
Two.
Wow. So you could get a little dueling piano thing going.
She did a lot of that.
So did your pop play too?
Yeah, he played clarinet. They played a...
The licorice stick.
Pardon?
The licorice stick. You never heard it called that?
Yeah.
I think, what was his name? Artie Shaw?
Yeah.
Right. In fact, there was a lot of famous clarinet. It kind of went out, right? But I think only Woody Allen's known for it nowadays. But it used to be a lot of band leaders played it and stuff.
Okay.
So woodwind and piano. Okay, so you grew up in a house with music, just listening, but also playing. Do you remember, a lot of times where there's a piano in the house, I found that people were asked to take lessons?
Yeah, I took piano lessons and I took flute lessons, and I didn't like either of my teachers, and I quit.
Yeah. I've heard that story a lot, too. In fact, I've heard people turn off of music because they had such terrible teachers.
Yeah, I had flute lessons in junior high school, and I would take my flute to school every day.
Yeah.
And then go to lessons, and then my mom and dad found out about it like 8 months later.
Oh, really?
What the fuck?
That's a little covert. What about school? Were you in the school band or the orchestra, the jazz thing, or whatever?
I wasn't in school band, but I was in school choir for years.
Yeah, in the
and
choir.
I actually accompanied my school choir on guitar, on acoustic guitar.
Ah, okay. What about the first record you bought yourself?
The first record, there used to be this place, I grew up in La Habra, you know where that is?
Sure.
All right, and there used to be this record store called the Music Box.
Okay.
And the music box, it was on Harbor Boulevard, and the Music Box would do these, they would take like 6 to 8 records and tie them up with that brown string, you know?
Sure.
And put the best ones on the outside.
Of course.
And the creepy ones on the inside. And I bought a stack of records, and it was Cass Elliott, Dave, who's that guy that was in this Love and Spoonful? David,
Mama Cat, that's Mamas and the Papas, and then, what was his name, Do you believe in magic?
That guy. And on the other side was it was a compilation from Brutal Records that had I Can Tina Turner single on it and a T-Rex single on it. So there was that.
T-Rex would like a song from each band. You're saying like an anthology, a compilation.
Copy. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
And La Habra, isn't it next door to Disneyland?
No. It's near. It's Fullerton.
Way to park.
La Habra, Fullerton, and Anaheim.
Okay. I don't mean to generalize anything behind the orange curtain, but...
Why do you got to do that, what?
That's pretty fucked up. It's pretty fun. In fact, I just played there, and I had a good time. You know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good cats. A lot of people, I remember this quote, it's not where you're from, it's where you're at, right? A lot of people don't pick where they're born.
You know what? In Disneyland, a long time ago, they used to have big bands play in the Carnation.
I think Buddy Rich got kicked out of there for smoking mota.
Yeah, I saw Lionel Richie band play there with my brother. It was insane.
This is after Commodores.
No, what am I talking about? Lionel Richie, what am I talking about? Lionel Hampton.
Oh, yeah.
Why did I say Lionel Richie?
Hampton's a vibes player, and he's in that movie about the... Steve Allen plays the drummer guy, Gene Krupa's story or something. Lionel, he's working in the kitchen here in Pedro because they're going to go to Catalina. Hey, you want to join the band?
Mm-hmm.
And little Jimmy Scott was his singer. Great cat. I got to see a few times with Raymond Pettibone. Okay, what was the first gig you went to? Did your parents take you to gigs?
My mom took me to see Cleo Lane at UCLA.
Whoa, that's a hell ride from La Habra.
Yeah, that was went to see Cleo Lane and her husband John Bankworth was her writer and arranger.
Yeah.
And it was his band that she was singing. That was the first one. I think I was at maybe 12 or 13.
Wow. What about the first gig you wanted to go to that you went?
Led Zeppelin at the Forum.
Okay. what about playing with people at school, classmates after school, that kind of garage band thing? Did you do that stuff?
No, I ran track. And I smoked weed.
Okay.
I didn't really do that kind of thing. I really didn't like group activities at all.
Yeah.
And I ran track, so I didn't have to be relying on anybody.
Okay.
maybe I'm a dick. I don't know. But I didn't really start. I played music, but I didn't really start playing any kind of bands until like my mid 20s.
That's okay. No wine before it's time. I want to play a deserter here. Okay.
Okay. Do it.
I cannot breathe. My head.
Wife for Pedro show started off with Deserter there, Great Sadness. Then Automatic Sam out of Holland with June, because it's June. And by the way, people, it's the first day of the June gloom, because the first four days of June was pretty sunny. But the May gray is graduated into the, yeah. It'll burn off around hour. Pretty gray here at Pedro. Echo Park, is it gray?
It's gray.
Okay. You know, people come and visit us, right? They trip on that. Like, I thought it's always sunny. They don't understand right. about marine layer and having mountains next to ocean.
Right.
Yeah, dumb fucks. Okay, after that, Istituto No with Amico Retovato. That's a Sicilian proj. SS Space Systems with Oshima Viota out of upstate New York. Lucy Lee from England. Kitsuji, Black Lips, brand new. I think Sean Lennon produces. Ask for the Wolfman. Bob Pollard, of course, every month he's got to have a new album, right? And he does. Ask for Wolfman. No. That was Black Lips. Heaven is a Gated Community. Yeah, it's kind of a more conceptual tune from him. Anthems of the Void with Pass on the Sparrow's Vision. I think that's New York also. But the city. And then finally, Underground from The Great Sadness. People, Stephen's drummer, The Great Great Sadness. And I'm going to ask you, what is your earliest musical recollection?
So, the first peek into the world of heavy music was, I think my mom played me Iron Man record when I was probably like 8 years old.
Iron Man, the song, Black Sabbath?
Right, so with the...
The album's called Paranoid.
Paranoid album, yeah, so...
One of the best album covers ever, right? Some kind of a sword.
That's pretty trippy, with 8 years old.
What was your theory about the Iron Man? We always thought that Ozzy was singing through a fan. I am Iron Man!
Right. I don't know. I just assumed it was some big goblin or something singing it. So.
Yeah, because if you sing through a fan, you kind of get that effect.
Right.
Okay, so your mom playing you Paranoid at the pad? At your home?
Yeah.
Are you a La Habra dude, too?
No, I'm actually born in Texas, raised in Colorado.
What part of Texas?
Austin, Texas.
Okay, middle. And where in Colorado? Denver?
It was actually Aurora.
Oh, yeah.
Not too far from Denver.
Yeah, I know where that... That's where the shooting, right? At the movie theater. Right. The guy dressed up as Joker.
God damn. Yeah, the James
Perry. Very sad. I just drove by it because you go by Aurora when you go from the airport into town.
Okay.
Yeah, and I pointed that out to my second man. Terrible. I don't know why I pointed it out. What a dumb fuck. You know what's funny about that airport is that horse. Man, does it got some scary eyes. I heard that the guy who sculpted it actually fell on him and killed him.
Yeah, and his son finished it for him.
Finished it, right. Trippy. Can you remember, let me ask you this. Was there music in the house, like not just listeners, but people making music?
My mother played piano.
Wow, so there's a piano and a pad. Okay.
Well.
Did you play? Were you given lessons?
I did not.
Okay. Did you make big old, like, circles on it by glasses of water or soda pop?
No. I didn't start fooling around on it, I think, until my teenage years.
In school, did you get music?
Outside of music class, no.
Oh, but there was music class. What was it? Did they give you an instrument or a harmony or what?
You know, that was elementary school, so it was pretty...
Like playing a recorder?
Yeah, simple things like that.
Yeah, okay. Singing. And
shakers and whatnot.
Shakers, right. What, can you remember the first record you bought?
You know, actually, I can't remember the first record I purchased, and it probably would have been CD at that point.
Ah, okay, same thing. Physical piece of thing that you chose yourself.
You know, I like to think that my favorite first record was a gift to me from an older sister of mine, and it was the Evil Empire, Rage Against Machine.
Whoa.
That was my first CD.
But that's kind of a foist, right? You didn't pick it.
Well, you know, it blew my brain, though. So it was, was gifted to me and then kind of coveted and played over and over again.
I really like their bass man, Tim.
Right, right.
He's good, man. He...
Yeah,
I'm a big fan personally. By the way, what about gigs?
You know, I didn't play in a band.
Going to a gig as a gig goer.
So first gig was bad for me. It was a Green Day gig that I was forced into going to because of a girlfriend of mine.
Okay.
And then I think my first concert that I actually paid to go see was probably some electronic artist, you know, I think that probably there was this group called Major Lazer that Diplo started with some musicians from Jamaica, and I think that was the first show ticket that I ever bought to go see a concert.
Okay, when did you get on the drums?
The drums started for me just about, I guess, five years ago.
Okay. And how did it happen?
That happened just through me and Kathy actually starting our band. I hadn't played drums, but I had been gifted one, and it was sitting around.
A whole kit?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just sitting around the living room.
Right. We started once we figured out we had all the stuff we needed already.
Okay. Well, no, you needed a bass player too, but, you know, we'll get to that.
Right.
That, you know, when I think of these bands like that, like this, I'm always thinking of the poor, lonely kick drum.
Right, right.
Okay. So in a way, meeting Kathy got you on the drums.
Correct.
Okay, so The Great Sadness, it's your first band?
Correct.
Wow, that's bitching. So actually, you learned by doing.
Correct.
Wow, you just jumped on it. You know, there was a lot of that in the old days of the movement. Cats who had never played, and then all of a sudden, for example, the Urinals, you know, they were like film students and shit. And who do you want to play bass? I don't know. Let's draw straws. You know, it's that kind of thing. I really love that idea where you just want to go do it and do it.
But yeah, I've got other projects that I've heard that started kind of like you explained with the Urinals. I think they have sometimes a better chance at making something more unique sounding because that classical training is not in the way.
Good point. You know, some of those people, especially with classical music you mentioned, they can play like motherfuckers, but if you don't put a sheet of music in front of them, they can't do any. Yeah, no improvise. No inside voice.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
The artistic part is lacking.
But they've learned the technique.
Right.
Which is kind of a copy of what this other guy copied. Yeah, you know, Jesus. Might as well have one of them pianos with the fucking paper in the holes. Player piano. Fuck, I've seen them with their whole bands in these pianos. Like little drum sets and shit. And they're all running on holes in the scroll of the paper. Okay, so tell me about how the Great Sadness came together then. You can help out too, Kathy, if you want.
All right. Yeah, we met like 6 years ago through a sister of mine. Kathy's a costumer and was doing a job for my sister. And we were out on set together, and we just started talking and going back and forth about music and our paths, and just decided to give it a whack after we knew we were both kind of looking to get back into some, well, for me to get into something and for Kathy maybe to get back into the swing of being in a project.
Because Kathy, you started guitar, what, in the mid-20s?
Pardon?
You started playing guitar with people in your mid-20s.
Yeah.
I did.
And you were in several bands before this Great Sadness, right?
That is correct. What?
Well, you know, I'm working on the mind reading, but I'll have to use words until I get better at it.
I was in a band called Touch Candy.
Yeah, I remember.
I was in a band with Abby Travis called Beaver Trap.
And yeah, Abby Travis, great bassist.
She played drums in that band.
But I mean, her main thing, I think she could play everything and also sing great.
She was kind of, often she'd had, if we played live, she'd had a couple of drinks, so she sounded like John Bonham falling down the stairs trying to find his keys. So there's that. That was a great band. That was a band that just kind of like cut. It was just fucked and awesome.
And you know, her brother runs Cafe Nella.
Yeah.
Great cat, Dave Travis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've known him. I knew them. They went to gigs when they were really young. I met those guys as teenagers.
Right.
I mean, not me a teenager, them teenagers.
Yeah. I think me and Abby have been friends since she was like, I met Abby when she was like 19 or something.
Yeah, their pop was like a cameraman for CBS or something, right?
Yeah.
Look, we're at the end of the first hour, June 5, 2018, Dish Waffle Pedro Show, special guests. Kathy and Steven from the Great Sadness. Hold tight for hour two. June 5, 2018. It's the second hour of the Watch for Pedro Show.
Yeah. מכת את הארץ באות המלחמה, עובדה שהיא חוזרת שוב ושוב. הנה הצרה שלי, איי, 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 וואו, איי, 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 איי,
Ha ha ha.
started off the second hour with The Great Sadness doing Wonderland.
This tricky thing I haven't had on the show before a long time. Sawako doing Live at Alfred 2003. Farther south, we need a new language. Does Nico Blagoslov. No, come on. Blagoslov. My Macedonian ain't so good. Vasco Adanasovsky in theme project featuring Tina Rak. Chetiri from next door in Bulgaria, Kodorashki. And The Great Sadness with Birdman. Tell me about the first Birdman prac. Not Birdman, Great Sadness.
What's that? Ask that question?
Yeah, the first time you guys played together, what was that like? When you got the guitar, the singing, the drums.
The first time we played, this is actually before we started playing. I got asked to do a show over at Echo Park Rising, over at the Bright Spot. But yeah. They didn't really work out their venue very well because it was on the patio, and there was a stage across the street where Taze is.
Yeah.
So we were getting bombarded by I guess it was some kind of
reggae music.
Total reggae music just booming.
It was a Bogart.
How are we gonna play this fucking show?
Yeah.
Doing this, and then Steve, so we're essentially doing an acoustic thing. So we took all of our shit and moved it around the corner where the bank is and played on the balcony, you know. So weird. And then, you know, we played and we're like, well, this is cool. And then that was pretty much our first show, just playing together. And then we just kept.
What'd you do for tunes? So did you guys do practice before this? You got together some tunes, right?
Yeah. We had a bunch of songs that I had written, you know, and then we just started practicing. Okay. Afterwards, and we're like, we should just play and write some songs and do stuff because this is obviously working.
Ah, because those songs that you played for that gig were actually before playing with Steven, so you wanted stuff that was current to the sitch, right? Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And I'm like, I didn't even think I was going to do a band anymore because I was kind of burnt on doing that. I was like, I don't know, maybe not. And then we started playing together. And I'm like, oh, this is on. So yeah. I might as well just ride this and see where it's going to go. And Steven's rad as a person and just has insane raw talent, you know?
So
I'm like, okay, so let's do this and it can, something cool can happen from it, you know?
Yeah, because how many recordings? Six? Five?
How many? We've got three, four?
We have three vinyl records out.
Yeah.
And
but there's, I asked because I went to the Bandcamp site. It looked like you've done some recording.
Yeah,
we have three. We put out a self-titled record that was five songs. And then we put out a 45 that was two singles on each side. And then we put out Weep, which is the last full length, and we're getting ready to put out another one hopefully this summer.
Okay.
Yeah, we just recorded again with Joe Cardamone again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Icarus Line.
Yep.
Yeah, Small World. You know where I met him? Was in Dave Grohl's studio with James Williamson. When James did that album of all of the Stooges, that stuff from Hollywood that never got recorded, Joe was one of the singers.
Crazy.
In fact, I want to have him on the show. He's got some new projects. Really trippy. It's it's called Holy War or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think the Icarus line is gone because he lost his friend, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think without Alvin, it's kind of it was done.
Yeah, but his new project is probably, I think it's where his passion's at personally for himself anyway. So I think this new stuff he's doing is...
I can't wait to bring him on and... Talk about it. You know, I want to play this song here called Never. What can you tell me about this tune?
Never?
Never was recorded with Joe.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. What studio?
He has a studio.
At his pad?
Okay. In Burbank. Yeah, it's Valley Recording. It's his company.
Yeah, he's pretty productive cat.
He works hard.
He got great sounds out of you guys. Let's listen.
This song is called Excuse Yourself. But more fun to some than others. What makes it worse, he's got a curse, and of course he's into drugs. He lost his shirt, his shame was short, he did not hear the first report, he lacked support. How did you come to your belief? Your name's on me. You just said we caught you in a lie. It speaks to your state of mind. You crossed the line, you dropped the ball, you screwed the pooch, you're out of your mind. You must resign. How did you come? your belief. Your name's copy in the family tree. Something must have gone wrong. Something must have gone wrong. Something must have gone wrong. Here we go. Sure wish I could forgive you as quickly as it seems you can forget me. I got this feeling it'll take me some time. There's only one thing to do, and that's to drink you off my mind. I keep on thinking that it's over, so move on, and that you ain't so great, so I hold on. I guess you meant more to me than even I knew at the time. There's only one thing to do, gonna drink you off my mind.
He wants 10 of us. We'd spend or two, and there's $100 a piece in it for us.
$100? Sounds like a long night for you two. I'd be careful if I were you, though. Could be a weirdo, you know? Excuse me, ladies. My name's Michael Todd, and I represent the Jabbers. I believe we've got a little business arrangement. Would you walk this way, please?
Girls, you've been out.
Watch for Pedro show. Never from the great sadness. The negative example. Excuse yourself. Sarah Shook and Disarmers, Solitary Confinement. The Vandal Poets with the demo of Eskimo Part 2. Gigi Allen and the Jabbers. I don't know why I thought it a Gigi, but you know what I learned? A real good life lesson as far as the music, as far as Gigi Allen. Always bring your own mic to sing with. Yeah. Especially if you're going on after him.
Yeah, I think.
Okay, Pussy Summit and Cherry Love Affair. And then finally, The Great Sadness and Blind. So these songs like Never and Blind. Well, let's talk about the album, because I'm taking this all from this, you know, Howard Howard Wolfram flowed me this album. And was there a big theme, or is it a collection of tunes?
I think it's a little of both. You know?
It struck to me like the tunes kind of went together as a, not an opera maybe like this stupid shit I do, but sometimes, no more. But it, it was kind of a downer theme. Am I wrong?
Well, one thing I think comes from that's the first record, right? Blind is from the first record.
Yeah, all these tunes that I'm playing, right? Tonight, Suicide, Enough, Deserter, Desperate, you know. The really uplifting, joyful kind of thing, yeah.
Dude, if you got to deal with the down to take yourself up, that's all I got.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I mean, one of my favorite songs is Frankie Teardrop by that band Suicide. And that's a heavy, sad song, but it's good. You know what I mean? Anything that pulls feeling out, right? Sometimes you laugh, sometimes you cry. The lame thing is just, you know, paint the dot, connect the dots and paint by numbers. So, but I'm just wondering, you don't have to answer it, you know, like you said, you can let the music do its talking. But what you're saying, it's a little of both. It was kind of together, but also collection of songs.
Some of our songs, like most of our records, are made from songs that we've been touring or the sets that we've been, you know, playing at venues. So normally what happens is me and Kathy will have a pretty, like maybe two or three sets worth of material that we've been playing live that then we try to go in and record. So I'd say every record is kind of like that. It's like the first set.
Well, but Steven, how do you get to the point of getting the set together? In the prac pad, right? I'm asking about the process. Do you come in with the drum beat, or does Kathy bring in some words?
See which ones are kind of more cohesive.
No, I mean, I'm talking about even before that. Like, does Kathy bring in some words? Do you bring in a beat?
What was that?
I'm talking about the process before that. Like when you're giving birth to these babies.
So, a lot of the songs Kathy had already as acoustic songs. And
yeah, right.
We basically transferred them to electric and then added drums. And that's really where the first record probably comes all from Kathy's material. Maybe one or two collaborations in that first record. And then the last record, Weep, is like, I think that's all just...
I wonder why Howard didn't send me Weep.
What's that?
I wonder why Howard didn't send me the latest record. Anyway, that ain't Howard's fault. We're at the end of the second hour, June 5, 2016 edition of Watch for Pedro Show. Special guest, Great Sadness. Hold tight for hour three. June 5, 2018. It's the third hour of the Watch for Pedro Show.
Kiss me, love, with all your lies. tails and a love of speed, red ruff of hair and a busted knuckle. Skates with a vengeance, clears the track for herself. She can do it all. Take it close to the wall. Come back out and move your bitching move, babe. Skating it off willy-nilly, clear. Chase them round the rink and left till you're silly. Blazing speed with a touch of kindness and a fierce little wit, too. Could be this one while Damon is bringing you a show to a town and standing around, I can tell you, to be the last one to tell about it. I love this skater, this dame, this person. Bring a battle on, one heck of a babe.
Watt for Pedro show. We start off the third hour with The Great Sadness doing Tonight. And, yeah, people, I'm learning that this big batch of songs, this actually, yeah, it was Kathy's stuff before the band got together and then got transformed into Great Sadness form. But on future shows, I'm going to play more of their recent music, okay? Just miscommunication with Howard there. Natal Face, after that, It All Goes Away. Ghost Car, out of Colorado. There, Steve. Earthman's Overture, Joe Brewer, Cracker Jack, and finally Insect Surfers, Radar Road. That's a cat from Washington, D.C., but he's lived here a long time. God, what's his name? He's a great, great cat. He dresses up like Ig. Him and Don Bowles do a version of the Raw Power album. And David, his name's David, I think. Look, what do you got plans to do now? Tour?
Me and Kathy are probably, like, we just recorded this new record, and we've been touring pretty on and off for the last 2-3 years.
Uh-huh.
So right now, we had plans for a summer tour, but they kind of fell through, so we're going to kind of just take our time to play some more local shows and continue writing and probably preparing to do another record since this one's already on its way out.
Summer tours are tough. The kids are out of school and the weather kind of sweaty.
Yeah.
I remember the Minutemen, you know, our first one by ourselves, two-monther in, you know, July and August. We thought what was going to help us was just cutting all our hair off and being bald-headed. Maybe it helped a little bit. You know, the rest of the country is in California. In fact, it's not even a north-south thing. Everything east of the Rockies is just humid as shit in the summertime. So that's how we learned. And you want to record again so you'll have another batch.
Well, we got a big bit. I mean, yeah.
We're always turning them out. It's kind of an ongoing process.
Do you guys regularly record with Joe?
This is our second.
Okay.
I guess we could call that regular now.
Okay.
Yeah, for a second one. But we recorded a lot of songs. I mean, we recorded a lot of songs. We edited out the ones that didn't work. And probably we have, like, I'm looking at the list. We got, like, 9 for a record, and then we got a bunch of singles. So we got, I mean, honestly, we got our work cut out.
You got about, what is the process? Obviously, you're not using stuff from the old days. This is what I was trying to get at last hour with you, Stephen, is what is the process for The Great Sadness?
Well, it's kind
these
of
days.
It's kind of a mixed bag. There's like, Stephen will bring in a, you know, it's either Stephen will bring in like a drum pattern or, you know, something, or I'll bring something that I've been working on, or we jam, you know?
So the words come last?
Yeah, it's kind of like a, you know, it depends on, you know, like we kind of just bring it, we bring in stuff, and then we just kind of work it out, and then we listen to the stuff that's working, and then we just, and then we tighten it up, you know?
Okay. What about this tune I want to play called Suicide?
Yay.
Can you tell me something about, I think some lady just killed herself that was a fashion designer, right?
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember her name.
Yeah, I remember her.
Just a few years ago. She had a lot of success and stuff. And
oh, what's her name?
In fact, David Spade, she married his brother or something. But anyway, yeah, I mean, things can get heavy. Things can get down, right? I've lost a few friends that way.
Lauren Scott, that one.
That's it.
That's the one that was living with Mick Jagger.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That one, Tall
Grain. She was really kind of young, right?
Yeah, young, you know, younger than an elderly person.
Younger than Mick.
Oh, did I say that?
Okay, let's listen.
Thank you. I'm not waiting for this great moment to play on my chopper.
Watch for Pedro's show. Last music for this show, A Suicide from the Great Sadness. White Denim with Take It Easy. I had the bass man on a couple weeks ago from Texas there, Stephen. Gnarly Davidson out of Omaha with... Lawrence, I'm sorry. Part 4, Evil Hearted You out of East L.A. here. Two God. I think Joe was born in East L.A. He told me he grew up there.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. And then finally, Enough from The Great Sadness, which I thought was a great closer, right? Enough?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you told me your plans, right? You got something ready to come out, but you don't want to tour it, so you'll make another recording and then tour that. Then you have all kinds of stuff. What about advice? Do you ever meet younger people who want to...
I guess I'll go first on this. Mine's pretty short. I think in a world of music that we live in where the shit is so saturated and everybody is so, you have people who wake up every day who are like, over the age of 20 who think they live in the 70s and they dress and live and breathe every single thing 70s. And it's really... a choice that when you're a musician, if you're going to like start catering to a genre that's already in existence and think that you can serve, that genre that's been around some justice. So my advice is to really just go in and make your own sound. Like, try not to sound like other people. Try to really be original because, to me, even though some of the music that me and Cassie make and even music that I make on my own, it really sometimes feels like I'm trying to kind of, or it feels like the world is trying to get me to cater to be towards this one thing. And I think sometimes people are just afraid to really be who they really are and to see what's going to really come out of them if they really tried to just be themselves.
Yeah, that makes good sense, Steve.
Be yourself when you write and don't own the things that you say immediately because, you don't really own yourself. Life is temporary and your words can be, as wild as and crazy as you want,
Sure. What about you, Cathy?
Greatest political stance you can take in this world is to be an individual. And if you're gonna make shit,
yeah,
and commit to it. And be yourself in the midst of it, because that's all you can be. There's nothing else, and you just have to make that commitment. And I mean, I personally, I'm hardwired to make shit. I can't do anything else. And but the one thing that I do go on is, if it feels correct, then it is correct. I just keep doing it. And I can't listen to anybody else telling me what's right or wrong, because what's right is what's right for me, and that's carried me through.
But what about just putting it out there, I'm not making any judgments, but you're in a band.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not total individual, right?
No, it's not. But, I am myself within this band, what I put in, and you know this from being in a band. It's like the greatest bands are the unity of energies between those people, right?
Absolutely. So
my individual energy and Steven's individual energy has made something greater than what both of us are, And one of the main reason that energy exists is because both of us come in as individuals.
That's right. Yeah, that makes good sense. Yeah, I understand what you mean. And then hopefully the Great Sadness itself as an entity is individual.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah. There's a lot of people doing guitar and drum units. And I got to say, you guys got your own sound. I'm really into it. And I got to see you play again or share the stage. And I can't wait to hear the new batches of stuff. It's been a great honor to have you on the show. But people can find you on the internet, right? Thegreatsadness.bandcamp.com.
Right, and we have Facebook and Instagram as well.
Yeah, but we don't want Mr. Whoever owning all your stuff. So
Bandcamp.
Right.
That's it. Bandcamp. Peebo, it's been June 5, 2018 edition of Wap Pedro Show. Special guest, Great Sadness. Everybody, keep your powder dry.